Happy Thanksgiving to you from the San Luis Obispo County Tea Party. We all have so much to be thankful for. Faith, family, good friends. Be thankful. Thankful for friends like Gary Adams. Gary is fighting to keep pornography out of our SLO County schools. Hear what is being passed off as free speech without parents' consent at the monthly Tea Party meeting Monday, December 1st, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters. Come early to meet our friend Gary. Get informed, get involved. Stay connected.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices. Sam's Tree Service provides a board-certified master arborist and has 24-hour emergency service when you need it now. From tree pruning to tree planting, Sam's Tree Service is ready to serve. Count on the board-certified master arborist at Sam's Tree Service. Over 25 years of experience getting to the root of your problem. Your reliable tree care and removal expert. Call for a free estimate or go to samstree805.com to learn more.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Wednesday, November 26, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
County Airport releases advice for smoother holiday travel. San Luis Obispo man threatening to bomb synagogues pleads not guilty. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. With Thanksgiving travel underway and winter holiday travel right around the corner, the San Luis Obispo County Airport is ready to welcome travelers for the busy season. Courtney Johnson, Director of Airports for San Luis Obispo County, said SBP is fully prepared for the holiday rush. SBP advises travelers to follow several holiday tips. Arrive at least 2 hours before your scheduled departure to allow time for parking, check-in, and security screening. Check your flight status with your airline before heading to the airport, as winter travel can affect schedules. Consider alternate transportation to the airport whenever possible to help ease parking demand. Review TSA guidelines before packing. Fully charge devices before arriving and download your airline's app for real-time updates. SPP also invites travelers to arrive early and enjoy the terminal's beautiful holiday decor. San Luis Obispo man threatening to bomb synagogues pleads not guilty. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazing Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazing Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazingbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. 36-year-old Elijah Alexander King was arrested by the San Luis Obispo Police Department last month for posts he made on social media platform X, formerly known as Twitter. King's posts said he would, quote, bomb every synagogue in a 20-mile radius, and even added, this is a real threat, call the police and report me for terrorism. King was arraigned on a federal grand jury indictment on Tuesday, with one count of threats and false information regarding fire and explosives, one count of threats by interstate communication, and one count of false information and hoaxes in a U.S. District Court of the Central District of California. King pled not guilty to all three federal charges. His trial will start January 13th. The county sheriff's office announced on social media that a new canine has joined their ranks. Anakin, a 2-year-old Dutch Shepherd, born in California and trained in narcotics detection, has joined the Sheriff's Office Special Operations Unit alongside his handler, Deputy Brixey. The Sheriff's Office welcomes Anakin to their team. CHP has released a safety reminder for this upcoming holiday period. Beginning tonight at 6, CHP will be entering its Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period, which will continue through Sunday, November 30th. CHP officers will be on patrol, this time ensuring travelers are wearing their seat belts and driving safely. CHP says during last year's holiday enforcement period for Thanksgiving, 36 people died in crashes across California. 14 vehicle occupants were killed within CHP jurisdiction. 6 of them were not wearing a seat belt. CHP also says they made more than 1,100 arrests for driving under the influence during the same enforcement period. Whether you're driving across town or across the state, CHP encourages all passengers to buckle up, drive sober, and obey the speed limit. Holidays were meant for celebration and connection, not loss. The County Public Health Department has released a statement from West Coast Health Alliance issued in response to recent changes to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's Autism and Vaccines webpage. The webpage was updated on November 19th to say that the claim vaccines do not cause autism is not an evidence-based claim because studies have not ruled out the possibility that infant vaccines cause autism and that this statement has been disseminated to prevent vaccine hesitancy. West Coast Health Alliance's statement says that rigorous research of millions of people in countries over decades provides high-quality evidence that vaccines are not linked to autism. The Alliance goes on to say that it is deeply concerned about inaccurate claims to the contrary on the website. The Alliance says that vaccines are thoroughly tested and remain one of the most important tools for preventing infectious diseases. These statements were originally published on November 21st on the California Department of Public Health website, recently shared by the County Public Health Department. In sports for the NFL, Thanksgiving tripleheader for KPRL. We'll have the Packers and the Lions in the morning, the Chiefs against the Cowboys in the afternoon, then finally the Ravens against the Bengals. In the NBA, yesterday the Lakers beat the Clippers 135-118, the Magic over the 76ers 114-103, the Wizards beat the Hawks 132-113. Tonight, the Kings will face the Suns, the Warriors will go against the Rockets, and the Thunder will face the Timberwolves. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14. California news coming up next.
Before we realize it, we will begin celebrating another new year. At Davis Body Shop, we have taken part in over 50 New Year's celebrations, and it started back in 1962. Over these years, our New Year's resolutions have remained the same, giving you impeccable quality workmanship, always giving you a written guarantee, giving you the very best value, and making sure that your experience is as pleasant as possible. And that includes assisting you in getting your insurance paperwork filed properly. Remember, at Davis Body Shop, you get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Davis Body Shop has two locations, one on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and the other on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet. From the Davis Body Shop family to yours, best wishes for a happy holiday season.
California headline news. The LA Fire Department requesting a budget increase of 15% this after the Palisades fire stretched resources thin. If approved, the more than $1 billion spending plan would include money for 180 new recruits and a second crew dedicated to fighting wildfires. A new chief of the U.S. Border Patrol taking the lead in San Diego, Justin De La Torre, says agents are seeing a steady increase in activity along the border, and they continue working around the clock to stop illegal crossings.
They're paying $10,000, $15,000 each to be smuggled and then trafficked into the United States. They have to work off their smuggling debt to the cartels.
And the race to become governor narrowing as Democratic billionaire businessman Steve Klubeck drops out, endorsing Democrat Eric Swalwell. Swalwell broke the news that he was running right before his appearance on ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live last week.
We can say that we're the fourth largest economy in the world, and we are, and I love to brag about that. But what does that mean if you can't afford to live here?
Klubeck announced his support for Swalwell on CNN. I'm John Gilliland. This is California Headline News.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With Steel, batteries are included. This holiday season, give a gift that's ready to go right out of the box. For everything from cleaning up the yard to cutting up firewood, Steel tools check off the wish list and knock out the to-do list. And right now, buy select battery tool sets and get a free extra battery. Visit steelusa.com for holiday deals and gift ideas. Happy holidays from Steel. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Weeding robots have emerged as a key focus of autonomous farm technology as growers seek solutions for costly and labor-intensive tasks. One model, which was displayed at the 2025 FIRA USA Agricultural Technology Conference last month in Woodland, is the Sharpshooter system from Hayward-based Verdant Robotics. The Sharpshooter is a tractor attachment that uses artificial intelligence to identify weeds and deliver precise control sprays without hurting the cash crop. "We're delivering milliliter streams of liquid onto the weed," said Chad Yagow, Verdant Director of Agronomy and Industry Relations. "If you think about a hypodermic needle, if you press that plunger, that little stream of liquid that's coming out, that's what we're doing every time we take that shot," he said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 60s Friday, low 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, 62 a week from today. Currently, it is 35 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 720.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. Hometown service and focused on you.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Jobless claims for last week falling to a seven-month low. There were 216,000 claims versus the expected 225,000. Durable goods orders in September rose by more than analysts were expecting. We're getting some idea who's out there vying for Black Friday deals. According to a new Deloitte survey of 1,200 consumers, 82% of consumers plan to shop during Black Friday week this year, up from 79% last year. Almost all Gen Z, 92%, said they'd participate. Now, despite that higher rate, shoppers on average plan to spend $622 on holiday purchases during the period. That's down 4% from the year before. The top reasons why shoppers are cutting back on spending are the rising cost of living and financial constraints. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Are you buying or selling property? Your real estate agent is the key figure in all real estate transactions. We ask Gabby Romo, why choose you?
One of the things is the broker that I'm with, Central Coast Sotheby's International Realty. The name in and of itself, Sotheby's. It's a brokerage that is quality. It's a brokerage that provides value. It's a brokerage that provides clients first. One of the things that separates us from others is we're always there for our client, whether it's a holiday, whether it's 7 p.m. or whether it's 5 a.m. It could be a phone call, it could be a text, it could be an email letting them know where they're at. We're going to address them first and foremost.
Go with Gabby. Gabby Romo Realty, serving the Central Coast. Gabby, what is the best way to contact you?
Gabby at GabbyRomo.com. G-A-B-Y at G-A-B-Y-R-O-M-O.com.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's road work, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, arrow boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avalatraffic.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda power equipment dealer as we're set and ready to go with Freedom of Speech, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Don't forget on that 75, you can text. You can text. It's pretty amazing stuff. Absolutely. Technology. All righty, coming up this afternoon, Karen, we'll have on John Pashank, supervisor, talking about the mess down there regarding the budget in San Luis Obispo County. So have at it this afternoon. Can't wait for it. And also, once again, a reminder that they've had a couple of volunteers had to cancel for the Paso Robles Thanksgiving because of illness. So they're looking for some folks for one for today and some others for tomorrow. That's all in the kitchen. You can go to their website to find out how you can sign up and find out what you'll be doing. So they appreciate it very, very much. All right, folks, the day before Thanksgiving, a couple of kind of have become tradition here in the last 10 years on KPRL since we're not here on Thanksgiving morning. So I thought I'd just, this is the Theater of the Mind. Many of you recall these because it's not from the, shall we say, the wireless. It's from a different venue, but it is a classic. Again, if you remember, you can just visualize.
I'm sorry, guys. A little pop thing won't pop out. There's something wrong with it.
Hey, could somebody please explain to me where the little pop thing is on the turkey?
A little pop thing has a name. It's called a thermometer. Now, come on. Oh, please, say thermometer.
Thermometer,
yeah.
Norm, I'm sorry about what I said about your gravy.
All right.
It's okay.
Fine.
And so are the carrots.
Woody, would you care to test the gravy skin?
Sam Malone, kiss your butt. Goodbye!
I knew this was going to be the greatest.
Everybody good enough to eat? You know, I never had a chance to try the potatoes.
I'll get it. Oh, well, here, let me,
Oh, thank you.
There you go, man.
Sam.
You saved
me. Vera, you came. Honey, I'm so happy. Hey, you guys, come on, Vera, come on in and meet all the guys.
Oh, this is great. We finally get to meet Vera.
Sam, think fast.
Everybody, this is Vera.
And, of course, we never see Vera. Chris, have you seen movies with food fights?
I'm trying to think. I swear I have to have seen at least one.
You think they're funny?
I think they're silly, yeah.
Okay. One of the, I guess, classic ones would be, has nothing to do with Thanksgiving, is from, what is it? The John Belushi, National Lampoon. And they go food fight in the cafeteria there at whatever, I forget the name of the college. But anyway, that's pretty funny. There's a couple of other, it's a food fight, but it's a cake fight. And it's, Tony Curtis is in a movie, the Something Race. Jack Lemmon is in it. It's a funny movie. And also I'm trying to think, is Natalie Wood in that movie as well? But anyway, there's a food fight in there. And it's pretty funny. And also in Blazing Saddles, there's a scene with a food fight. And for whatever reason, I mean, those things are sophomoric, but they are funny. I don't. Maybe we all wish we could get in one once in a while. Hi, good morning.
Hey, I've got a turkey story and a Thanksgiving story for you.
All right.
So I'm in high school, and I got a little motorcycle to get around on. And my folks go, they knew some people. He says, look, they need one of the people they knew. He runs, they knew it's him and his wife, and he runs a turkey ranch, okay? He says, he needs some help, and you need to go help him. What? I'm thinking to myself, didn't have much choice, so went up. Worked up. There was probably 60,000-70,000 turkeys on this place.
Wow.
4,000 or 5,000 at a pen. And I was so glad when Thanksgiving time started approaching, when we load those things up and got them out of there, and I didn't have to do that job ever again.
Well,
you get a pen with 4,000 or 5,000 tom turkeys, you turn your back and they all try to attack you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And goodness gracious. no, you know, they're not the smartest thing in the whole world, I'll tell you. But
well, did it diminish your taste of turkey?
No, it improved it.
Because you would have been the one to like to extinguish them.
And it made me go, okay, that's one job we can cross off our list of things we never need to do.
or want to do. Yeah.
I want to do exactly.
Oh, man. So you only did it the one time?
Yes. I only had to do it that one time.
Now, was this a punishment, or your parents thought it would just be a nice thing to do?
They just thought I needed to go make some money.
Oh, okay.
Down in the South County back in the late 60s, there wasn't much around except, you know, strawberry fields and pea fields and stuff, you know. There wasn't much way to make money. And we lived out in the country, so you're not going to go around mowing anybody's yard or anything, you know. So so that's what I did. I go, okay, I'll do that. And there you have it. That's what I learned about turkeys, and it's a good thing to watch them load up and watch them being hauled away.
So did your parents ever say that they kind of got a kick out of you doing that?
I don't remember that. I think they just, you know, expected you're going to go do this, and okay, it's no big deal. You know, you're just working. You're just getting something done.
Okay. Well, did you, when you got home after the first day, did you talk about the displeasure, or did you not even mention it?
I probably didn't even mention it. It was done in the late afternoons. Seemed like that's when, or maybe it was the summer. I don't remember what time of day, but we had to load them at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had to go get them, and I didn't. They had crews that came in to load them, but you had to be there to help and stuff. Dirty, filthy, you know, job. But they did drive off into the night. That was a good time.
Well, like they say, it's a terrible job, but somebody's got to do it. But as you said, you knew then that you were going to cross that off your list of things that you wanted to do forever.
Exactly. I don't want to do this forever.
Well, you know, that's a good lesson, though.
Absolutely. I remember people I knew talking about their grandson that he thought he wasn't going to go to school, and he was up in like Reading, and he worked in got a job at a roofing company in the summer. Come school time, he's done with that. He's going to in college, and he's going to get an education because he had enough of that.
Yeah, Reading's like here. It's pretty hot in the summer.
Yeah.
Well, that's again, lessons learned. So that's a funny story, but thanks. And hey, Mike, you have a good Thanksgiving.
You too. You guys take care.
All right. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, I'm sure you both have Thanksgiving plans, but it sure would be cool if you guys could come and join us at Thanksgiving at Centennial.
Oh, well, thanks for the invite.
So it's going to be fun. I'm on my way there now, and we've got a lot of really good people. And
yeah,
I wanted to plug that a little bit.
They are again. They're looking. They got a couple people that became ill, which you know that happens this time of the year. So they're still looking for some volunteers in the kitchen one for today, and then for tomorrow as well.
Yeah, that's where I'm stationed too, and I could sure use some good help. But yeah, if anybody out there would like to pitch in for a few hours, we'd love to have you.
So so if somebody volunteers, can you tell us exactly what the responsibilities are going to be?
There are several stations that we're doing, like we're doing the stuffing, we're doing the potatoes, salads, and we're also supporting the heating and all of that, of the ham and turkey and vegetables and all that kind of thing, and the rolls and everything. It's just an all-encompassing thing. It's just a big meal, and we could really use some help. And, yeah, if you've got some energy in a few hours, we'd love to have you.
All right. Well, we'll keep mentioning it this morning.
Yeah, that'd be great. And just, I'm driving right now, so I can't give you the phone number to call, but look it up on the website.
Okay. Yeah.
And,
All right, we'll have folks do that, and hopefully the people in Paso Robles or in the North County will come through for you, and thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for all the support you've given us on the radio, too. And I just wanted to say good morning to Diane, and I missed you terribly in the kitchen. So, yeah, she's just a kick. I just love her.
Yeah, well, she'll be fine in a week or two.
Yeah, she better. So, all right, have a good Thanksgiving, guys.
Thank you. You too. Be careful on the road. All right, I just got the information on the from the text. John Belushi food fight scene in the movie Animal House. That's how can I forget Animal House? It's one of the few movies that I went to see back to back nights. My buddy Dave and I, we did that with a couple of movies, three movies. Have you ever gone to see a movie back to back, Chris? Probably not.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No, that's way too exhausting for me. I'm tuckered out after the first movie.
Well, we went to Animal House back-to-back nights. We went to Deer Hunter back-to-back nights, and also back-to-back nights for Caddyshack. Because Caddyshack, we couldn't get all the... We were laughing so hard, we couldn't get all the lines in. And for the Deer Hunter, I talked Dave into going back because the first time I couldn't keep my eyes open in a couple of the scenes. And he saw me do it and he called me a few unmanly names. And I said, well, we're going to go back and I'm going to keep my eyes open. And I did. All right. Good morning.
There was a great pie fight in The Great Race.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Tony Curtis got all the way through the end without a scratch until the last.
I think that's an underrated funny movie.
Well, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a great cast.
Yeah, Jack Lemmon was just aces as that role of that idiot and, professor or whatever he was.
Well, it was Peter Falk.
Peter Falk was in it too, yeah.
Peter Falk had the car that was on stilts.
It's just, you know, can't. Sometimes you watch a movie just because it's nonsense.
That was great, and you know, that's a funny movie, and the great actors in the Jack Lemmon played a couple of roles. He played the drunk count who likes his brandy. It was just a great movie.
You know, I'm always appreciative of actors, particularly of Curtis and Jack Lemmon, willing to go out of their so-called normal role to do something so ridiculous.
Well, they're just great actors, and they were old Hollywood where the people could do everything. I mean, Jack Lemmon and Peter. Look at Peter Falk; he played Columbo.
Yeah.
And he played the wacky guy here. He played in the spaghetti westerns, didn't he?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think he played the Mexican bandito.
Well.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, this is good stuff. Good stuff. Now, I wonder how they had much fun. How much fun they had filming the pie fight?
That would be, or how many takes too? But it was the. I'm looking at it now, and it was promoted for the movie as the greatest pie fight ever.
It may have been.
And I would probably have to agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's matter of fact, it makes me want to watch it.
Well, there you go. We'll have to go ahead and get it on YouTube.
All right, Doc. Happy
right,
Thanksgiving. Bye. Let's see here. Why is that doing that drop? Thank you. Okay, the Technicolor scene for the pie fight in the Royal Bakery was filmed over 5 days. My goodness, let me see. 4,000 pies were thrown, the most pies ever filmed in a pie fight. The scene lasted 4 minutes and 20 seconds, and it cost $200,000 to shoot that just for the pastry. 4,000 pies. Hi, good morning.
You know, regarding the Great Race, it was based on fact.
Was it?
Yeah, New York to Paris, 1908. George Schuster and Tom Mahoney. I've got a copy of the book. They went from around the world, New York to Paris.
What was
1908?
What was the prize?
I had to go. It was in a Thomas Flyer, and I'm looking at the forward here. They're talking about some details. And real quickly, I can't remember it, and of course I can't find it. The car was a couple of years ago. The car was still in Harrah's in Reno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We got in there, and the wife and I. It was in the winter. No one was there. I got the paw all over the car.
Well, that was. The automobiles, particularly the one with the Hannibal Twin 8.
Those are all made up for Hollywood. Because this is 1908. Good God. There was no roads. I mean, and they had planned, they thought the cars could cross the Pacific Ocean in the Aleutians.
Uh-huh.
They could have had leaders in the race. They were in front, and they got up in Alaska, and there was snow. There's photographs in this book of the snow. Good God. And once they told the locals where they were going, they said, no. Mm-hmm. And they had to ship them back down and ship them over across the Pacific.
Wow.
It's an incredible tale.
It is.
The book is... Yeah, I can give you the ISBN number. The book is 160 pages long.
That's not bad. That's easy. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the help with history. That's interesting. I didn't know.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Reading the book is amazing. Okay.
Thanks. Bye. Okay, The Great Race was generally not well received upon release, and critical assessment was mostly negative, making it the first notable failure for... Blake Edwards, which he did a lot of good stuff, and it ended up losing money. I have to believe it's one of those movies similar to, The Wizard of Oz and It's a Wonderful Life. They were not well received initially, but I would be willing to bet if people were to watch The Great Race, they would indeed and say that this is funny, because the critics at the time, now remember, this was 1965, they attacked it for its blatant and overdone slapstick humor and its lack of substance. Well, I'm not watching a comedy movie for substance, to tell you the truth, okay? It's just funny nonsense. Funny nonsense. All right, we're going to exit. Stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. 36-year-old Elijah Alexander King was arrested by the San Luis Obispo Police Department last month for posts he made on social media platform X. His post said he would, quote, bomb every synagogue in a 20-mile radius. He has pled not guilty to all of his charges, including false information regarding fire and explosives, false information and hoaxes, and threats made by interstate communication. With Thanksgiving travel underway and the winter holiday right around the corner, the San Luis Obispo County Airport is ready to welcome travelers for the busy holiday season. SBP advises travelers to arrive 2 hours early before departure, review TSA guidelines before packing, fully charge devices, and download your airline's app for real-time updates. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 36 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump off to a Mar-a-Lago Thanksgiving, still working on the Russia-Ukraine peace deal.
We're having good talks.
Says he's dropped the Thanksgiving deadline with a lot of delicate details.
Talking about going land both ways and trying to clean up a border. You know, you can't go through the middle of a house. You can't go through the middle of a highway. So they're trying to work something. It's a complicated process.
Miles to go before they sleep for 72 million Thanksgiving drivers. Hertz says today's the number one rental car pickup day. And this lady flying at Atlanta Airport with a good reminder about her travel partner.
That's why I'm here early, but then Mr. Thing forgot his ID. So now we have to wait on his mother to bring his ID so we can keep it moving through to TSA.
FlightAware finds it's mainly moving, most delayed at Minneapolis, Dallas, and D.C. America is listening to Fox News.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights, so why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy, and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at TaylorRanch1868.com.
The Wednesday Farmers Market on East Mall in Atascadero is now operating with winter hours 3 to 5. Buy fall and winter produce, strawberries, leafy greens, winter squash, artichokes, avocados, honey, meat, and so much more. You can even get fresh baked bread, pie, scones, and tamales. And if you can't make it Wednesday, swing by another North County Farmers Market in Paso Robles on Tuesday, Templeton on Saturday, or Baywood on Mondays. Farmers Market, open rain or shine. Check out social media for live updates.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny today, upper 60s. Some clouds, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. Clouds and sunshine mixed in, but low 70s for your Thanksgiving Thursday. Friday will be in the upper 60s, mid-60s. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and low 60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 6:51 a.m., 4:52 p.m. We are at 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online to hutchheatingandair.com. All righty, let's see here. The clock says just about 8 minutes away from 8.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community calendar is brought to you by River Oaks, River Oaks, Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Great meals at outstanding prices. American Red Cross Adult and Pediatric First Aid CPR ADC certification class. Session 1 is December 6th. Session 2, December 13th from 9:30 till 2 at the Centennial Park Live Oak Room. There is a registration fee of $100. The certification is valid for 2 years. It's for individuals 14 plus that want to feel more confident in case of an emergency. That's extremely important. Again, December 6th and December 13th, Paso Robles Recreation Services. Go online to register. Also, the Paso Robles Lions Club announces a holiday dinner and game night hosted by Jeffrey's Barbecue. This will take place December 16th at 5 o'clock. Enjoy dinner, and also you'll play the game, and it's a fun game to play. Left, right, center with a chance to win prizes, all while celebrating the holiday. All proceeds from the event will be returned back into the Paso Robles community through the Paso Robles High School Scholarships, Sportsmanships Award, and other local projects. Tickets are available through December 9th. You can go to PasoRoblesLionsClub.org. That's December 16th. All righty. Community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso. Lunch every day, brunch on the weekends, and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock at The Right Choice. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, one block north of the park. They offer fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices. Local celebrities today, we have Raquel Smiley, Ron Gallagher, J.J. Slauson of the singing family, Jacob Dooley, Katie Smith, Morgan Brannett, and Lou and Faith Aragon. We've had short lists this week. It's all right. Let's see here on my right-hand side, another list. It's a little bit longer, and we start off with, the old Western lawman, Bat Masterson, 1853, 1921. Gene Barry was cool in that role. Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher for the Yankees, Lefty Gomez, El Gufe is his nickname. 1908, 1989. Imogene, I got that wrong. Cyril Cusack, the actor, 1910. 1993, Eric Severi, the news correspondent, 1912, 1992, Charles Schultz, Schultz, Peanuts, 1922, 2000, has that museum up there. This is the one that Elvis would shoot at the TV if he was on it. Robert Goulet, 1933, 2007, Marion Mercer, the singer and actress, 1935, 2011, love this guy, the comedian and impressionist. Rich Little, 1938. Tina Turner, 1939. She passed away in 2023. Probably should not be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he is. Jan Stenerud, a kicker, 1942. John McVie of Fleetwood Mac, 1945. This guy should and is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Rayda Artschell, 1946. Pretty good baseball player. Richie Hebner, 1947. Pretty good pitcher. For the Royals and others, Larry Gura, 1947. Good tennis player, Wendy Turnbull, 1952. Harry Carson, man, he was a brute of a linebacker for the Giants. He is in the Hall of Fame, 1953. Mm-hmm. Car guy, Dale Jarrett, 1956. Johnny Hector, out of Texas, running back with the Jets, 1960. This guy was a good pitcher with the primarily with the Angels, but played with others. Chuck Finley, 1962. Onward we go on the list. We have the father of our country, and you can look up the reason why I've said this about Sean Kemp, 1969. Mm-hmm. And it's a little, you have to kind of know his background to figure that one out. All right, passing away on this day, Stephen Sondheim, the composer and lyricist, West Side Story and others. He died in 2021. Also, O'Hare Airport, well, Edward Butch O'Hare. O'Hare, it's a naval aviator. The airport was named after him. He died in 1943. Indeed, the actor Fritz Weaver, 2016. Who else do we have on the list here? Tommy Dorsey, the big band era, brother of Jimmy. He died in 1956, which, by the way, 1956, his brother Jimmy had a song. It was a big hit. It's called So Rare. It is a cool song. Cool song. Let's see. And I think that is it. Yep, that's it. That's a short list this week. All right. Going to the top of the list today, a California guy. He was pretty good. He was pretty good. He was a five-time world champion with the New York Yankees. And he was also known for his colorful personality and his humor. And Vernon Lewis Lefty Gomez was born in 1908. What did he do in his career? Well, he won 189 games, only lost 102. Not a bad ERA of 3.34, but he was a seven-time All-Star, and here is where it gets, he gets in the Hall of Fame, other than the World Championships. He was twice the Triple Crown winner in pitching. He was twice AL wins leader. He was twice AL ERA leader. And three times he led the American League in strikeouts. So he had a nice little run there. This was all from about 1934 to 1937. He played with the Yankees for 13 years and then 1 year with the Senators. He did not get in on first ballot. He got in through the what's known as the Old Timers Committee, which is somewhat flawed if you go back and look at it and read anything about it. But nonetheless, he's maybe a marginal Hall of Famer, but he did have those, as I mentioned, those leading the league and so forth. So that gave him some credibility to get in there. But he was a very durable pitcher and, again, quite colorful. As a matter of fact, after he retired, he was much sought out to be an after-dinner speaker because of his antidotes about his playing days. Well, Lefty Gomez to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The county sheriff's office announced on social media that a new canine has joined their ranks. Anakin, a 2-year-old Dutch shepherd born in California and trained in narcotics detection, joined the special operations unit alongside his handler, Deputy Brixey. 36-year-old Elijah Alexander King was arrested by San Luis Obispo Police Department last month for posts he made on social media platform X. His post said he would bomb every synagogue in a 20-mile radius, and he has pled not guilty to all of his charges. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
All right. Gomez started playing sandlot ball up in the Bay Area, and things proceeded from there. And he ended up with the San Francisco Seals. A lot of folks from that area did. And again, he's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. He died in Greenbrier, California in 1989 at the age of 80. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.